So for years, video game developers essentially built these massive digital fortresses. I mean, they added thicker walls, deeper moats. They put armed guards on the watchtowers.
Right. The logic was always that the enemy would try to break through the perimeter using brute force.
Exactly. But today, the enemy isn't bringing a battering ram at all. They're putting on a perfectly tailored human mask, walking right over the drawbridge, waving to the sniper in the tower, and basically bypassing those billion-dollar walls entirely.
It's honestly wild. The era of the human gamer is officially under threat right now.
Yeah, it really is. So whether you are a casual player, an esports fan, or just someone who's, fascinated by cybersecurity and artificial intelligence, today's mission is diving into this invisible algorithmic cold war, and it's happening right under our noses in the year 2026.
And, this shadow war has implications that ripple far outside of just digital entertainment. It's fundamentally shifting how we think about verifying human identity online.
Yeah, for sure. So we are pulling our intel today from this massive new mega article in Tech & Mag, and it's titled The Algorithmic Cold War, AI and the Future of Cheating. Okay, let's unpack this. Because the battle between anti-cheat software and AI, it's gone entirely corporate.
Yeah, completely.
Like, we're no longer dealing with angry teenagers downloading sketchy files in their basements. This has mutated into a highly organized, multi-million dollar cybercrime syndicate, and it literally threatens the sheer existence of online competitive gaming.
Well, to really appreciate how thoroughly the rules of engagement have been shattered here, we need to look at the historical arms race of digital security. Like, to understand the severity of this 2026 crisis, you have to see the system that was broken.
Right, because to understand how AI shattered the system, we first need to understand that old system.
Exactly. Like, during the golden era of legacy cheats, say around 2015 to 2021, think the peak Counter-Strike, global offensive days cheats were incredibly
Oh,
aggressive.
yeah, they relied on memory reading and writing.
Right. Actively digging into the game's volatile memory to scrape the exact X, Y, and Z coordinates of every single player on the map.
But doing that is like a really loud, messy process,
Oh,
right?
totally. Jamming unauthorized code into another program's allocated RAM triggers all sorts of system instability. And, it leaves this glaring signature for any basic security software to just easily find.
So because injecting code left such a massive forensic footprint, developers realized they needed a higher vantage point to catch it.
Yeah, they escalated. The studios introduced kernel-level anti-cheats, like Riot's Vanguard and Activision's Ricochet.
And those operate at Ring Zero, right? My understanding is that Ring Zero basically gives the anti-cheat this VIP all-access pass to the absolute deepest layer of the Windows operating system. Like, it supersedes administrator rights.
It does. And what's fascinating here is the sheer level of authority that layer implies. I mean, Ring Zero is the beating heart of the machine. So from that kernel-level vantage point, Vanguard can look down at every single process happening on the PC. It can effortlessly spot and just kill any unauthorized program attempting to peek into the game's memory.
So for a brief window there, it really seemed like the developers had permanently won the war.
It did, yeah.
So I guess the old anti-cheats were kind of like a microscopic immune system scanning a body's blood for a virus.
That's a great way to put it.
But the new AI cheats aren't a virus in the blood at all. They're more like a chameleon sitting entirely outside the body.
Exactly. What's fascinating here is that the black market cheat developers realized that penetrating the kernel from the inside was just a losing battle.
Because the immune system was too well funded.
Right. So they stopped attacking the game code completely, they stopped injecting memory, and they pivoted to mimicking human biology using computer vision.
Which takes us to the perfect crime. How exactly does a chameleon outside the body bypass the deepest Ring Zero security layer in the OS? By not touching the computer's memory at all.
Not even a little bit.
Let's actually break down the exact mechanical flow of a 2026 AI ambot, because I find the physical setup of this completely terrifying.
It really is.
So you have your primary gaming PC running, say, Valorant, with the kernel anti-cheat actively scanning everything. The raw video output goes from your graphics card through an HDMI cable, but before it hits the monitor, it routes through an external capture card.
Yeah, and that capture card basically duplicates the video feed. It sends a raw copy to a completely separate secondary device sitting right there on the same desk.
Like a gaming laptop or something.
Yeah, a laptop, or honestly, even a Raspberry Pi microcomputer. And that unmonitored secondary device processes the live video feed through a hyper-optimized YOLO variant neural network.
YOLO, you only live once. I mean, that's the exact same computer vision tech Tesla uses for autonomous driving to spot pedestrians.
Exactly the same tech. Except here, it's been meticulously trained on thousands of hours of gameplay silhouettes to instantly identify enemy character models.
That's insane.
And the neural network watches the screen just like a human player would. But it processes those incoming frames and positively identifies an enemy model in under 10 milliseconds.
Just to put that biological limitation in perspective for you listening, human reaction time caps out at about 200 milliseconds.
Right.
This AI is processing visual information literally 20 times faster than the human brain. And, well, here's where it gets really interesting. Once the AI on that secondary laptop identifies the target, it calculates the trajectory. But it sends the physical hardware signal back to the primary gaming PC using a spoofed USB controller.
Yeah, like an Arduino board or a Chronosense.
Wait, so the Arduino translates the AI's targeting command into a standard USB mouse movement.
Exactly. It plugs into the gaming PC and announces itself to Windows as a totally standard, completely legal Logitech mouse.
Wait. So Vanguard is completely blind to this because from the primary PC's perspective, the player is just streaming their screen and moving a totally normal physical mouse.
That's the fatal blind spot. Powerful as they are, kernel anti-cheats are strictly confined to monitoring what happens inside the physical chassis of the computer.
Wow. So the primary PC is technically 100% clean.
100%. When the external movement comes back via that spoofed Arduino, Windows just authenticates it as a legitimate human interface device. There is absolutely zero software footprint.
The fallout from that is just staggering. I mean, Tech and Mag notes an 85% drop in Vanguard's automated bans when computer vision cheats hit the mainstream.
Yeah, the software literally couldn't see the cheaters anymore.
And we are looking at a market value of like $250 million annually for these AI cheat subscriptions. Just massive.
It is. But, you know, computer vision does have one fundamental biological limitation.
Right.
Because it relies on parsing the raw visual video feed, it can only shoot what is actually rendered visibly on the screen.
Like, it can't aim at someone hiding behind a brick wall because the pixels just aren't there.
Exactly. It doesn't know they're there.
So the AI can't give you a wall hack. But cheaters want total dominance,
yeah.
Right? They want to see through walls. And they still refuse to inject software to do it.
Which brings up the hardware nightmare. If AI computer vision is so flawless but limited, how are they getting their wall hacks back?
Enter direct memory access, or DMA boards. We're talking about physical, custom-built PCIe Gen 4 cards.
Right.
And players are physically plugging these straight into their motherboards, usually hiding them behind a bulky graphics card.
Yeah, so the PCI interface allows high-speed components to communicate directly with the system RAM. A DMA card essentially exploits that foundational architecture to bypass the central processing unit and the Windows operating system entirely.
They read volatile memory at, like, 1.5 gigabytes per second to send data via USB to an external tablet.
Yep, giving them a perfect real-time radar mapping all player coordinates.
But wait, if cheaters are physically plugging unauthorized hardware into their motherboards, why can't Vanguard just scan the PCIe slots and instantly ban anyone with an unrecognized device? Shouldn't that be incredibly easy for a Ring Zero anti-cheat?
Well, anti-cheats do aggressively span the PCIe bus for unauthorized hardware identifiers, but the cheat vendors retaliated by selling custom firmware.
Of course they did.
Yeah. When developers update their scans, cheaters just purchase a $100 firmware update that dynamically alters the hardware ID of the illegal DMA card.
So it spoofs the ID to look like, what, an innocent Intel Wi-Fi adapter?
Yeah.
Or a Sound Blaster audio card?
Exactly. It just lies to the system.
This isn't just downloading a sketchy file anymore.
Yeah.
People are physically modding their motherboards with $1,200 black market chips just to win a match in Rust or escape from Tarkov.
If we connect this to the bigger picture, it really highlights the corporate nature of the cybercrime. I mean, the total ecosystem, the AI, the DMA cards, the continuous firmware spoofing it, it all forms this highly structured $300 million syndicate.
That is just wild.
And these black market groups, they employ senior AI developers. They have specialized hardware engineers on massive retainers. As long as these massive financial incentives exist, traditional studio security teams are completely outgunned on the client side.
Because with the local PC totally compromised by external hardware and untraceable vision AI, the developers essentially had to surrender the local battlefield.
They had no choice. The PC itself is no longer defensible.
So they moved the war to the cloud.
Exactly. The industry recognized that scanning a hard drive for malicious signatures was just a dead end. So there was this massive 2026 paradigm shift. They moved from a model of prevention to one of pattern recognition.
Okay, the server-side Counter-Strike.
Right. If the tool is invisible on the client's end, you have to catch the mathematical impossibility of the result on the server's end.
Game developers started utilizing these colossal machine learning models, leveraging the massive cloud infrastructures of Microsoft Azure, Amazon AWS, Tencent.
Yeah, they run deep behavioral analysis on every single player in real time. Instead of looking for a sketchy file, the server tracks your actual physical behavior in the game.
Like the micro movements of your crosshairs.
Exactly. Or the fact that you maintain a 90% headshot consistency over 50 consecutive matches.
The server's logic is fascinating because it completely ignores the local machine. It just assumes your PC is clean.
Right. That doesn't care about your files.
It calculates the physics. It knows that human risk mechanics and biological reaction times physically cannot track three separate erratically moving targets in 0.4 seconds with absolute zero deviation.
It's just biologically impossible.
But wait, what happens when you have a truly elite human pro player, like someone with freakish once-in-a-generation reflexes who actually can hit those insane shots? Does the server AI just ban them for being too good?
That is the big issue. False positives are the most controversial drawback of the server-side approach. When your metric for banning someone is inhuman behavior, the statistical outliers of the human race inevitably get caught in the crossfire.
Oh, that's rough for the pros.
It is. And furthermore, server-side AI struggles immensely to detect those DMA wall hacks we talked about.
Right, because there's no aimbot to catch.
Exactly. If a player has a radar on their tablet but intentionally refrains from aiming at people through walls, the server AI just interprets their perfectly timed flanks as incredibly high-level game sense.
So they just look like a genius.
Yep.
But the cheaters using aimbots didn't just passively accept the server-side AI either. They introduced what Tekken Mag calls humanization protocols.
This is where it gets really dystopian.
Yeah, the cheat developers are literally training their AI aimbots to intentionally inject randomized errors. They program the AI to simulate organic, messy, human wrist jitter. They deliberately delay the time it takes the AI to lock onto a target.
Strictly to bypass the server-side scrutiny.
So we literally have a reverse Turing test happening.
Yeah.
The cheating AI is intentionally trying to act like a clumsy, jittery human to fool the developer's AI cop.
That's exactly what it is. Two artificial intelligences locked in a reverse Turing test over a video game. The developer's AI analyzes data to detect synthetic perfection, while the cheating AI uses complex algorithms to perfectly simulate human imperfection.
That's almost poetic in a terrifying way.
It really is. Now, the server-side approach does have advantages. It's incredibly pro-privacy since it completely eliminates the need for invasive Ring Zero kernel access.
All right, they aren't scanning your personal files anymore.
Exactly, but the drawbacks are intense. Running live machine learning analysis on millions of simultaneous players requires vast server farms. The cloud computing costs are just astronomical, eating into studio profits.
And the fallout of this algorithmic cold war isn't just ruining casual matchmaking. It's fracturing the entire multi-million dollar competitive ecosystem.
Yeah, the professional scene is in crisis.
We also have to dispel a massive myth here, because people listening might assume that if they play on a PlayStation 5 or an Xbox Series X, they are completely immune to this PC hacker nightmare.
Yeah, that's a huge misconception. Closed system consoles are fundamentally secure against malicious executable files. I mean, you cannot run an aimbot program directly on a PS5 OS.
Right.
However, the computer vision AI method bypasses the console's internal security entirely.
Because of the capture card setup we talked about.
Exactly. Cheaters simply route the HDMI output from their console into a capture card, feed it to a laptop running the YOLO AI, and then pipe the firing inputs back into the console's USB port using an adapter like a Kronos Sen.
And the console just registers a standard controller plugged in.
Yep. It authenticates the inputs blindly. The hardware ecosystem on consoles is equally compromised by this external loop.
So nowhere is safe. The esports thermometer from the Tekken Mag article paints a very grim picture. They state that any online qualifiers, where players compete from their own homes over the internet, are now categorized as extreme risk.
Because they have zero competitive integrity at this point.
None. And grassroots esports relies entirely on remote online tournaments to discover new talent. Right?
Exactly. When you cannot verify if an up-and-coming player is a 14-year-old prodigy or a 10-millisecond neural network running on a Raspberry Pi, the entire scouting infrastructure collapses.
The Tekken signal projection is wild.
Huh.
They say by late 2026, Any tournament with a prize pool over $100,000 will be strictly forced to physical LAN environments.
It's the only way to be sure.
Right. Players will have to fly to a stadium, sit at computers provided by the tournament, with absolutely zero access to their own hardware, because the financial liability of online platforms is simply too high.
It makes complete sense financially, but it completely gates off the path to going pro for anyone who can't travel.
So what does this all mean? If raw aiming speed and mechanical precision are now fundamentally dominated by AI, does the whole genre of multiplayer shooters have to change how it works?
This raises an important question about the macro-level evolution of game design. According to the Tekken Mag verdict, if aiming is no longer a verifiable human skill online, developers are going to have to pivot away from mechanics that reward Twitch reaction speed.
Wow. So moving toward games that prioritize, like, strategic positioning, complex map knowledge, deep teamwork.
Exactly. Things an AI processing a video feed via a spoofed mouse simply cannot easily synthesize on its own. The industry will have to test cognitive skills and strategy rather than purely mechanical reflexes.
Because in the realm of raw speed, the machine has unequivocally won.
It really has.
Man, what a journey. We started in the era of crude memory hacks that were easily squashed by invincible Ring Zero kernel anti-cheats.
Which felt like the ultimate solution at the time.
It did. But then the cheat developers stepped completely outside the PC. They created this terrifying new era of computer vision AI that reads your screen, combined with $1,200 black market DMA hardware that bypasses Windows entirely.
And now we find ourselves in an escalating war where massive server-side machine learning models are burning through server costs just to catch AI cheats that are specifically programmed to act like flawed humans.
It's just wild. The developers built the thickest vault door in the world, and the thieves just put on a human mask and walked right over the drawbridge.
The technical evolution of this arms race is staggering, but I think building on the source's conclusion, we really have to consider the psychological toll this new reality takes on the fundamental nature of play.
Oh, absolutely.
I mean, if you are sitting in your living room playing a game you love and you get absolutely dominated, you used to be able to just respect a better player. You'd say, hey, they outplayed me.
Right, they had a good shot.
But today, you can never, ever truly know if you were bested by a human prodigy or a flawless neural network intentionally programmed to act just human enough to fool you.
That paranoia really strips away the joy of competition, doesn't it?
It does. And looking ahead, to ensure competitive integrity from our own homes, it makes you wonder, will we eventually need to provide physical biometrics, like fingerprint scanners on our mice or retinal eye tracking, just to prove to a server that we are actual biological entities?
That is a chilling thought, just having to physically prove you're real to play a video game. Well, thank you for joining us on this deep dive today. We'll leave you to ponder that blurry, unsettling line between human and machine. Until next time.